And I'm now joined by Councillor Keane O'Callaghan from Social Democrats to talk about the proposed additional pier works at Howth Harbour. A very good morning to you, Keane. How are you doing?
Good, good, thanks.
That's good. Thanks very much for joining us, by the way. First of all, what we're talking about here is works to the middle pier with the provision of extra trawler berths and also reinforcement works to the east pier to help it withstand violent weather conditions in the future. So at this point in time, I believe we are at design and preparation stage with plans to progress planning applications later in the year. So when do you expect work to commence and which of the piers is priority? Or will the works for both piers begin at the same time?
Yeah, I was speaking to the design team there last week and they had an information day in Howth, and what they were saying was that they were expecting an application to go in shortly enough that they, you know, they've done their designs and their plans. Kind of the stage before putting a planning application in was just to do that information day to let the public know about it, I suppose, so when the plans come in people will be aware of it, because it is quite a major project. It's not like a, you know, it's not like a small planning application. And they were saying that it was the middle pier that would be the, you know, most likely for the work to start first. So the east pier is quite a large job, and they're both quite substantial jobs, but the funding for the east pier, they felt it might take a few years for them to get the funding in place for that. The middle pier will involve dredging and will involve creating a section of the pier where the trawlers can be berthed, where, you know, at the moment, if you like, there's rock armour and it slopes out, so trawlers can't berth there. So they'd see that as a priority, and that would also, you know, generate potentially additional income for the harbour or the Department of the Marine over time. There'd be more berthing space, and there'd be space then on the middle pier they're going to extend the width of it, if you like, so there'll be more room for trawlers that are doing maintenance on their nets to be able to do them there, rather than using the west pier at the moment where you've got a fair amount of pedestrians and other amenities. So whereas the middle pier isn't really used by people, so it's ideal for that kind of maintenance work.
Okay, so it's the long-term plan to take the fishing trawlers away from the west pier completely, I think.
No, not at all. They'd be keeping them completely on the west pier as well. It's just for that kind of net maintenance work they then would berth on the middle pier, and it would give, you know, extra capacity for additional trawlers. So, you know, the trawlers would stay in the west pier all right, but this would just be an extra facility.
Okay, to allow a safer passage, in other words. Gotcha.
Are
you aware at this stage of the estimated contract price for the works for each pier, or is it too early to ask?
No, and they won't, you know, they haven't gone to tender, so with all these public projects, they don't give that kind of detail because, you know, it can affect the tendering process. And it also very much depends when they do have, you know, some funding in place. It depends, you know, how quickly this is, because, and as you'd be aware, you know, at the moment, some of these costs are escalating because the pickup in the economy, and it's also a lot of the materials they'd be using would be potentially imported from the UK. So in terms of Brexit and how that affects the, you know, currency and that, that could have a substantial cost or indeed a saving depending how things go there as well. So there's kind of too many unknown factors at the moment is what they're saying in terms of the cost. But they're definitely, the indication is that, you know, the middle tier works, if it gets planning permission, will be more likely to proceed quite quickly. And the east pier, you know, could either be done in sections over a number of years, or, you know, you could be waiting a few years to get that kind of funding in place. That's a very substantial job. I mean, this would be the largest job done in a, you know, a long time out in Howth Harbour, certainly probably since the whole middle pier and the newer yacht club there, and that was built, and that section of the harbour was reclaimed, which would have been, I guess, you know, the guts of more than 30 years ago anyway. I don't remember it taking place. It would have just happened when I was a small little kid, I think. Yeah.
Okay. So when the middle pier is completed, hopefully that will be not too long away, but will that leave the west pier with more access to the public? It would be a great idea, because so many of us, like even Southsiders, come up here. They'd go there on a weekly basis to buy their fresh fish, and it has always been a very popular place for that.
Yeah, and I mean, and there is kind of, you know, there is full access at the moment. It just means, you know, in the occasional winter's evening or whatever, when they're doing that kind of the maintenance work of the nets, it's actually quite nice to see sometimes, and I always find it surprising to see how long the nets are, how, you know, they can stretch out for a long distance from one small trailer, fishing trawler. So, I mean, there is full access there. It just makes it, you know, kind of safer in the long term. And, you know, so it's, you know, will be, I mean, it's an enhancement for the area in that sense, and certainly in terms of the East Pier and, you know, stormy weather and the waves overtopping that there, and potentially in the long run undermining the structure. Works are necessary there to protect its structure in the long term. I would imagine there might be some different views just on the exact design that they're going to put in, and there might be some debate or discussion about, you know, exactly what that should look like. And, you know, they're talking about an additional a kind of a wall, an additional wall, an additional kind of path next to that that we put into where there's existing rock armour at the moment. So whether or not that's necessary or how it looks and that sort of stuff, I'd say would be, you know, discussed, and there'd be different opinions on that, I would imagine. But certainly putting in additional rock armour to break those waves is necessary. And those works will need to go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, there was a mention of an additional walkway making it safer on the East Pier for pedestrian use. Isn't there a walkway on the East Pier anyway, or is it the intention to widen the existing?
Yeah, there's two. I mean, there's the kind of the walkway on the top of the pier, and then on the lower section. So, and yes, you know, there's plenty of room there and that. And, you know, I wouldn't be fully convinced that you need a wall to stop people going out onto the rock armour. I mean, it's fairly self-evident that if you have any kind of mobility issues or if there's stormy weather, that you shouldn't be going out onto that rock armour. I mean, there's no harm. You see people on the summers even sitting often on the first bits of the rocks looking out at the sea and all of that, and there's absolutely no harm in that. And it's a nice spot to sit down and have a chat or eat an ice cream or read a book or sunbathe or whatever it is. So, and, you know, the wall that they're talking about putting in wouldn't prohibit that either. It would more just be a, you know, delineation. It'd be easy enough, though, to scale that if you wanted to. So, I mean, whether or not that's fully necessary, you know, I don't know. They obviously feel it is because it's been put into the design. I mean, in that era where you're designing everything, you know, in terms of the kind of highest standards in terms of health and safety. I'm not convinced, though, that you always need to wall things off or fence things off. And whether or not that's an essential part of this design or not, I wouldn't be convinced about that. Whereas putting in the extended rock armour to break the waves, you know, in the long term does make sense, absolutely, yeah.
It does, yeah. And will they plan to hire the wall itself in any way? You know, the upper part?
No. So the idea is no. So it wouldn't be made any higher. The idea, though, is that the rock armour would extend good deal further out into where the sea is. So as waves are coming in, they'd be broken quicker, which means for a wave to overtop the pier, it would have to be a lot stronger. Now, they still reckon that some waves at some times would top over the pier, but you would significantly reduce the amount that would. And the way they're designing the rock armour as well is that it would not only would it break the waves from a further distance out, it would also absorb a lot of the wave action. So, you know, there'd be holes in the rock armour and they would, you know, take a lot of the water that way. So that side of it certainly makes sense. I mean, you're never, you know, you're never going to stop every wave ever, you know.
But I got you now.
Yeah, I got you.
I do remember being there some years back, and it was quite stormy. Now, nothing like Hurricane Ophelia or anything, but the waves were actually overtopping the East Pier, and it was quite dangerous, I have to say.
And there is an issue sometimes with people in those conditions walking out, and, you know, it's not safe. And I know people kind of feel, well, look, it's exciting or it's interesting to see, or they like taking the risk or whatever. But, you know, ultimately the strength of those, I mean, they could wash people in and then, you know, cause issues for the emergency services and that as well. So, and the volunteers and the lifeboats. So, I mean, it is kind of advisable in those conditions just to, not to mention how wet you'd get even if you're not washed anywhere. It is advisable to stay away, you know.
Yes, of course.
And this will make it safer in the long run, as well as protecting the structure of the pier. So the funding for these works is probably going to be the big issue. The Department of Marine are saying, you know, back in the day, what they used to do is they'd wait till they had funding in place for these things, and then they would apply for the planning permission and then go to, you know, do the designs and go to tender and all of that. Whereas they're saying now they're trying to progress things faster, so they're going ahead with the designs and the planning permission before the funding is in place, so that it's, you know, shovel ready for when funding becomes available. And all they'd have to do then is the tendering process. So I guess that makes a certain amount of sense, and they are being forward thinking. And there has been investment, you know, a small investment going into the facilities there in Hull Harbour over the last number of years. And unlike, I suppose, some of the harbours on the west coast, this is very much dual function. It's a fishing harbour first and foremost, but also has a huge amenity value and recreational value. And I think they're actually, you know, managing those quite well, those kind of dual functions.
Yes, and funding is there already, but it's just not enough yet. It's not the
They'll effectively need funding for the East Pier works.
Is it true, Cian, that when work commences on the East Pier, that there will be completely closed for the public for about 8 months or so? But you did mention earlier the possibility of carrying out work in stages. So what's exactly the situation there?
Yeah, so that all depends on it. I mean, if they get the funding for it in one block, they may do it over the course of about 8 months, and they would have to close off sections during that and close off access. The other possibility is that they're going to do it over a few years, which means just closing sections of the pier while they're doing the work. So obviously, you know, there is economies of scale and advantage to doing the works at the one time, and I know that will presumably a lot of the work is going to happen over the summer months when conditions are better, and you wouldn't imagine you know, the laying of the concrete and that sort of stuff is going to happen at the height of winter, so would have an impact there, you know, in terms of tourists and visitors. But at the same time, if it's going to affect one season, it has to affect one season. And there is a lot of other amenities around Hoth as well, in terms of the beaches and the cliff path and the walks and the other piers. So, you know, there's plenty for people to do, and to eat Hoth Castle and all of that. There's plenty of people to do if the pier is shut for a period.
Right. It was mentioned that a number of locals feel that the harbour itself needs to be dredged. What's your view on that?
Yeah, no, absolutely, yeah. And so, I mean, it's been gradually silting up over the years. So a full dredging of the harbour would be of huge benefit, especially to the, you know, to the people who are using the harbour for yachting and boating and those activities. Could create kind of additional space and capacity. And there is, you can see at low tides, there is sections of the harbour that are just completely unusable and just kind of, you know, muddy and that at low tide. So, yeah, I definitely think that should go ahead. It would be a benefit for it. And it's one of those things, when you invest in better facilities and better capacity like that, you also get a better, you know, better return over time as well. So, you know, that kind of investment would pay its way over time. So, it would definitely support that, strongly support that. It's just one of those things that has to be done occasionally in harbours. Keep the full capacity over time.
Yes, absolutely, Cian. Well, all sounds very interesting, and thank you very much for joining us. Just before we finish up, anything else you'd like to add?
I mean, I really would just like to compliment the Department of Marine in terms of taking the initiative here, and the fact that they have been very proactive over the last number of years in terms of identifying needs in the area and progressively dealing with them. So, you know, I mean, sometimes even feels that departments or local authorities or whatever are just reactive and dealing with those sorts of demands. So it is good to see them being proactive and taking initiatives like this.
Okay. Cian, thank you very, very much. Pleasure having
Thanks
you.
Very much, Johnny.
And have a great day and take care.
Thanks, you too.
You're most welcome. Bye. Now, that was Councillor Cian O'Callaghan, Dublin Fingal Social Democrats, talking about the proposed additional pier works at Hoth Harbour. All sounds good, doesn't it?